In the studio with me now, though, we've actually got John Brandler from Brandler Galleries. Morning, John.
Good morning to you.
You've come in for our monthly chat, haven't you?
I have.
And what have you decided we're going to talk about today?
How the art world is helping a number of charities.
Oh, yes, charities. We do like helping charities.
Well, it's about helping the right charities.
Yeah.
And our, if you do it right, a relatively small amount of money can make a big difference.
Mm.
And so I don't like helping the huge charities,
yeah,
where you know it's just going in a pot. I mean, some of them have got 5 or 10 years' money in advance in the bank.
Yeah,
that gives them the huge advertising budgets.
Mm-hmm.
I much prefer to work with smaller charities. One that I'm particularly fond of, the chief exec doesn't take a penny piece.
See, that's good. You'd do that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You would be more inclined to give more money to charities, I think, if you knew the money was going to the cause rather than the upkeep of the charity.
Or the wonderful offices in the West End.
Some of them do, you're quite right.
And, you know, and I mean, I went into one of these offices and, you know, I said something to them. They said, no, it's we're a not-for-profit organisation. And not literally, but it was almost one girl holding the pencil, one girl turning the handle, and one girl taking the shavings away.
Yeah.
But they'd all got beautiful posh accents, darling, and they all had double-barreled names.
Yeah.
And, of course they were well-paid, because they had to be well-paid, because their chief exec was on so much money they wouldn't tell me how much it was.
Yeah. This is a common theme amongst it.
And, you know, by law, the chat, if you... It's public knowledge how much the chairman gets or the chief exec gets.
Yeah, yeah.
When a charity says to me, no, that's confidential, what it means it to me, I could be wrong, but what it means to me is we know it's too much.
Yeah.
If they'd said to me he gets $3 million a year, but he brings in $35 million a year from his friends in the city,
I'd hire him.
Fine.
Yeah.
But when they just say, we're not telling you,
yeah,
why not? Because they're embarrassed.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
if
yeah,
the chief
yeah.
exec doesn't get a lot, they can't get on the gravy train either.
I'll never forget, years and years ago, I used to live in Hainault, and there was I was only young, and there was a Father Christmas came down the road in a sleigh, and following him was the CEO of that particular charity. They were collecting for charity, knocking
yes.
on the doors.
Yes.
It was a really good little yeah. display, but he was driving a Rolls Royce with a chauffeur. So at that point, even though I was only about 8 years old, I looked at it and I went, well, see, how do you get that car then?
Yeah.
What's that about?
Well, this is the thing. If he's the ex-chief executive of ICI and he's paid $3 million a year by ICI and he does this, that's one thing. But if the charity's paid for that car, it's
yeah.
another.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you know, we work with a lot of... We help charities make shed loads of money.
Yeah.
But it's that sort of strangeness.
It is a bit strange, to be honest with you. It does
People
feel a bit strange.
People want to help charities.
Yeah, of course they do.
You know... There's an awful lot of very small charities out there that need a lot of help.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of big charities that need help as well. You know, the research charities, some of them are phenomenal what they create.
Oh, totally.
But there should be some sort of value for money, and it should be. And for it, I would say that anybody that's going to do some work for a charity or help a charity or give them a bequest, for instance, the first question should be, what percentage goes... In administration
they do, charges. They do actually print them. They're supposed to print the percentage.
Yeah, but it tends to be in very, very small
very
print
small
at the bottom
print,
of page
yeah.
47. You
so
know.
What do you think that the art world has to do, and how could it help out the charities?
Well, more and more the art world is working with charities. So for a number of charities, for instance, we provide the artwork when they have an event. So
right,
it's double. One is you support a particular charity, and you go to an event, and then 3 months later you get an invitation to another event because you've proven to be a supporter by going to the first one.
Yes.
So they'll obviously target you for the second one.
Yeah.
And you or your partner say, oh, we've been to one. Why do we want to go to another one? Well, they've got a Banksy, a Tracy Emin, a Damien Hirst, a Connor Brothers, a Sherlock, a thingy, or whatever it happens to be. It makes it more interesting when on the invitation or on the flyer. So they sell more tickets, and they get more people bidding at the charity event.
Yeah.
So that's one way it helps. The second way is they have things that are relatively high value, because I'm a great believer for charities. There are so many of them. You've got to maximize the return with the minimum work. So you can do a coffee morning and get 30 people having a coffee morning and raising £300 or £400 or £500. But generally speaking... most of the people at that coffee morning could actually write the cheque for £500.
Yeah.
You know, but that's good for bonding. That's good for team building.
Yes.
But when you have the annual ball or the annual golf day or something like that, you want to maximise the amount of money you return.
Yep.
So you've got to give... People want to support, but they don't want to be taken for a mug. So you give them a reason to give large amounts by them buying something in the charity auction.
Yeah.
So again, Banksy, whatever it happens to be. So we supply the artwork for events like this.
Do you do many events like this throughout the year?
We do probably a dozen and a half.
Oh, really? You do quite a few then?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We work with a number of people. They come to us. They get the things. They go off with them. They sell them or they don't. If they don't sell them, they bring them back to us. So it doesn't cost the charity anything to do it, but it helps raise their awareness.
Yes, it does, yeah.
Sometimes we get an artist to do a painting at the event.
Oh, really?
Live.
That's quite good.
One of our artists raised £100,000 in one night.
Wow.
That was an event at the Roundhouse in London about 3 or 4 years ago. And he did four paintings. And they sold the four paintings, but other people commissioned new ones. So, in fact, he sold about six or seven, not necessarily on the night, but because of the night. And all the money went to the charity. And they were blown away.
I can imagine that.
So it's things like that where I don't personally give the charity shed loads of money, but I facilitate them making it. And it's part of putting back into the community.
Mm.
We started off just giving things to charities, and they would sell them for less than the cost of the framing.
Oh, you're joking.
No, it was perceived as no value.
Oh, my word.
So now what we do is we give them a reserve price, I get the reserve, and they get everything above. So we did a couple of ones last year at the Guildhall, and things that we supplied to them at £200 or £300, they were selling for between £3,000 and £6,000.
Really?
So if somebody's giving you 6,000,
oh,
well, quite. But I mean, if somebody's giving you 6,000, you can afford to give me 200 or 300.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, so I facilitate them making a lot of money. I don't give them 6,000.
Yeah.
In all honesty, I don't give them something that's worth 6,000.
Yeah.
But I give them the opportunity to, that there's, when there's somebody there at the event who wants to give them 6,000, they've got an excuse.
Well, when you're bidding like that at one of these charity events, you're almost writing off the money.
You're not
buying a product,
no,
are you?
No, but the culture has changed from the flash gits of from 10 or 15 years ago that used to, you know, the loads of money character that
Enfield
created, right? That's gone from the city.
Right.
Because of their expensive wines that they had for lunch. I mean, if somebody's just given you a bonus of £2 million.
Yeah, you go out for dinner.
You go out and spend 50, you know, if you spend 50,000, it doesn't really affect your lifestyle.
That's right.
But it gets picked up by the newspapers because you and I can't afford to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
So that Harry Enfield character has gone.
Yeah.
So if they say, if somebody criticises them now, but I bought a Banksy. Not, I'm a flash git and I gave £2, £5, £10, £20,000 to the charity. No, I bought a night on a super yacht or whatever it happens to be.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? So people want to support the charities. That's why they've gone to the dinner in the first place, let's be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
They want to support it. They want an excuse to support the charities. So a lot of charities do a pledge. They'll sell you basically nothing.
Yeah.
But you pledge to support a nurse for a day, a weekend, a week, or whatever it happens to be.
Yeah.
So you're just giving them the money.
Yeah, of course you are.
But you're not saying here's £500. You're saying, I pledge to pay for a nurse for a weekend. That's £500.
Now, some of these packages that the charity... The last charity night like this I got involved in, which was last September, I think, and I got it coming up again next month. And it's in the West End in a big old hotel. The hotel's given all the time for nothing. They gave all the waiting staff
That's
nothing.
Brilliant.
Fantastic.
That is nice. That's unusual.
Really, really fantastic. They've got a group there. They've got loads of singers on. We had a famous, I can't remember her name there, a famous singer last September.
But you're packages, a DJ. You can't remember her name?
I can't remember her name. I'm getting old. I'm 160 now.
Okay.
They put together packages that were absolutely amazing. And
yes.
One of them was a day on the film set for the new James Bond film.
Oh, wow.
And dinner with Daniel Craig.
Mm.
That is absolutely amazing.
It's the sort of thing that money can't buy.
Yeah, I said to the bloke that was running it, how on earth did you get your hands on that? Because you can't get it. Nobody allowed
you. He made a phone call.
Of course he did. And they phoned someone else,
And they put it back in. And this is it. People will go to extraordinary lengths to support the charities. And, I mean, you know, as I say, we've supplied all sorts of things to people. And I've I've had dinner at the top of the BT Tower, which I bought on one of these. Terry Wogan really started them. Probably 30 years ago, 25, 30 years ago, with the things that money can't buy. And it's just blossomed from there because people want to support the charities.
They do, and it's important because they do some fantastic work. They do some fantastic work.
Yeah, and it's great. And it's nice for me to be able to do it like that. You know, we support them. They turn my support, they multiplied by 10 or 20 or 50.
Yeah.
So they need that to start with.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
So if you're working with a charity and they want some help, give us a bell. If they want to, or me or Steve, give them a ring. It's a great way of increasing the amount of money that goes into the coffers.
Yeah, totally.
Personally, I like it to go to the smaller ones where a small amount of money can make a big difference.
Yeah.
Rather than these huge charities it just goes in the bank account and nobody owns it. Some people use it for specific projects, so you know exactly what it's going towards.
Yeah.
Some are more general pictures. Some it's caring, and then they introduce you to who it's being cared for.
Yeah.
You know, that's the wrong way. But it's where the money is
being spent.
Being spent, not just blase, oh, thank you for the money.
Yeah, it goes into the pool.
Into the pool.
Well, some of these charities do need, I mean, I know some charities that are 75% self-funded.
95%. It is legal to call an organisation a charity and take 95% in expenses.
Oh, really? I didn't realise that.
Which I think is criminal.
That is a lot.
It should be, you know, 5 to 10%. Okay. I mean, you know, they need some staff. I appreciate that. They need some full-time staff of continuity. They need people that know about computers. They need people that need about various things. I get that. But I think that the chief execs shouldn't get any money unless they are bringing in a shed load, personally, not just being an organiser. It's not a company, it's a charity.
Yeah, that's right.
So, you know, I think that anybody that's working with a charity, they should say, how much does your chief exec get? How much goes on in expenses? How much of what I'm giving you is going in your pocket as your salary compared to what you're actually asking me? You're asking me for the money for X.
Yeah.
So how much is going to X and how much is going to you and your mates in the office and your Christmas party and what have you?
It's a really difficult line to tread, that, because they have to have good staff.
Yes.
And good staff want good wages. So if you get the bad staff, they can't do the job. So you have to hire the good staff and pay them money. It's a really fine line.
I mean, obviously this will take it, but it ought to be that the university students, for instance, should be paid by the government, or it should be part of the university course to put something back into the community.
Yeah.
Well, that would be brilliant. So you've got all the brightest minds having a gap year, effectively, working for charities. Then you get the good minds without it costing the charity money.
Well, John, it's fascinating to talk to you, but we've come to at the end of our little slot again.
Haven't talked about art, have we, really?
No, we haven't, really. That was a fascinating conversation.
This time next month.
This time next month. Come back and see us again, and we'll do it all over again.
We'll set the world right then.